Addressing a news conference in Juba today, Filippo Grandi said many refugees and displaced people who are willing to return to their villages are unable to do so largely because their plots of land and homes have been occupied by other people. He says many women he met in Bentiu told him the government must first address the issue of land grabbing.
I saw many returnee women in Bentiu. You know, they told me, we're okay with security for our villages. But the problem is we have land issues. We don't go to, our land is not there anymore. And, you know, the kids need to go to school, we need health centers, and none of this is present. So they move to the city, they move to other places. They don't go back to their areas of origin.
Grandi says some refugees and IDPs are reluctant to return to their villages because of a lack of services. He says although a lot of positive changes has occurred in Western Equatoria and other parts of the country, the situation remains worrisome in other areas. Grandi says he is asking the government to come up with some solutions.
How can we create conditions in this country for people to return, whether they are displaced in the POC a few kilometers from home or whether they are hundreds of kilometers in Ethiopia or in Uganda? What do they need? First of all, they need security. This is still their biggest concern. So the situation is still fluid, you know it very well. But this is an important thing that we need to work on.
Grandi is also urging aid agencies operating in the country to shift their focus from providing humanitarian assistance to funding developmental projects.
I'm asking them, please, take a bit of a risk. If we don't invest in development, in education, in employment, in agriculture, in roads and transport, even if the areas are a little bit more fragile, we will not get this area out of conflict.
Grandi says the parties to the peace deal are dragging their feet on implementing parts of the plan. He notes that local conflicts continue to threaten the peace process in part because there is no development in most areas of the country. The UNHCR's chief says he was not able to visit certain areas, including Maban, where his humanitarian agency hosts thousands of refugees, but he saw many internally displaced persons returning home.
So there is a return movement. There is a peace agreement. It's not perfect. It still is slow in being implemented, but it is there. Moreover, in the country that is very closely linked to your country, in Sudan itself, also there is a peace process between the government and the various armed groups. A peace agreement was signed here with most of them just a few months ago, here in Juba. And, you know, most of the displacement, a lot of the displacement in these two countries is across. There are Sudanese refugees coming here, South Sudanese gone to Sudan.
This is the second time the UNHCR chief has visited South Sudan since 2017. Grandi met South Sudan's leaders Monday to discuss possible solutions to enable the return of more than 2.2 million people who fled their country when conflict broke out in Juba in 2013. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.